Well, let's talk a little bit about our futures and investments, and that we are inundated through social media and television with, you know, all these answers that you got to go in there not trusting, basically, at least far as I can tell. David Sowerby, we depend on personally and professionally, managing director, portfolio manager at Ancora Bloomfield Hills. David, always a pleasure. Nice to have you on board.
My pleasure as well. Thank you, Paul.
You're always on television, Bloomberg News and all those other places before I get up in the morning, so I don't get to see you. How's that been going?
I'll be on Bloomberg tomorrow on radio and TV. Hit time about 11 a.m.
Oh, that one I could see. Okay, excellent. I'll be getting ready for the show then. I'll flip around and look for it. Hey, you know, this Federal Reserve... Chairman Kevin Warsh has earned his stripes. I thought he was going to be just pushed into lowering the interest rates by President Trump. I mean, I thought that's the whole reason President Trump put him in place, and yet he stood strong and didn't do that.
I watched his press conference yesterday intently. You're absolutely right. His main message was the Federal Reserve Board's commitment to price stability, or in better words, getting back to 2% inflation. The market may not have liked it in the very near term yesterday, but I frankly thought he was spot on for his mission for the Federal Reserve, inflation, and the good things that come from it.
No rate changes, but the hawks are circling, as they say.
And they're circling primarily because the economy is doing better than anticipated. Here's one statistic. Corporate profits this year are expected to be up better than 20%. If you and I were having this conversation at the start of the escalation in Iran, corporate profits were expected to grow about 13, 14%. So even in the face of uncertainty, high oil, corporate profit estimates keep going higher and higher. That's really one key barometer for the health of the economy and the health of the stock market.
I want to ask about, and I hate to put you in a specific position to comment on some of these things, and you don't have to, I'll understand completely, but I'm seeing these ads ad nauseum for something, I think it's called Y-Refi, and they show how you can take your money either monthly or let it keep reinvesting, and they show like 5 years, an over 10% return. That's almost unheard of. Then I looked into it a little bit, and those are private placement promissory notes. They don't say this, but you could lose all your money.
Buyer beware, right? Yeah, I suppose it goes to the famous Milton Friedman quote, there is no such thing as a free lunch, or if it sounds too good to be true, it probably isn't.
Well, I guess... The things I wish that we taught in schools was that kids could put money aside, even $20 a month, and put it in some kind of an index fund or have somebody manage it, however they have to do it. And they think that that's not valuable. But if they started as kids, when they're mowing the lawns or doing whatever kids do these days to make extra money, like I used to, they will be astounded with the power of compounding interest and the growth of the stock market, how much money they'll have when they really need it in their 50s and 60s.
Paul, that's the eighth wonder of the world, the miracle of compounding interest. Back in my day when I had my free press paper route in middle school, I should have even been more diligent at adhering to compounding returns in the U.S. stock market.
Now, were you educated about these sorts of things by your parents, or did you teach yourself these things?
More the latter. As you grew older, I remember at Wayne State, you went to the library, and there was one copy of the Wall Street Journal, and you fought for it. Those days are long gone because the abundance of financial information online everywhere is significant. What it then does to the average investor is navigate the noise. What really matters, and what's simply near-term noise that shouldn't be focused on. Navigate the noise, Paul, in the markets.
David Sowerby, the wise man, we depend on him, managing director, portfolio manager at Ancora Bloomfield. Thank you, David. Happy Father's Day coming up this weekend.
Oh, likewise. It's one of the greatest gifts is to be a father to my children. Thank you.
Absolutely. God bless you. We continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith and you at 144.